This is the new home for Cheryl Fritz, 1320 WILS, the only Lansing radio station live in Lansing every morning, live in Lansing every afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends with your host, Cheryl Fritz.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with Scott Eckersley coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Nicole Armbruster, a Lansing School Board member. Good evening, Nicole. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Last Thursday night, there was a meeting. There was a very long meeting. It must have felt like days to you at times, a school board meeting.
It was extremely long.
And I'm gathering from some comments made and some folks I've spoken with, it was kind of a frustrating meeting as well. Is that accurate?
I guess it's accurate.
Okay. To struggle with a budget deficit like you have at Lansing and not unlike many other school districts around the state and around the country, as a matter of fact, coming to terms with the budget issue and what needs to be done to fix that $25 million deficit in just a couple of short months here, that leads to frustration, I'm sure.
It does, and I think that's where a lot of it came from. The administration came back with exactly what the board asked them for, recommendations for school closures. We went over some other budget issues, and, it's difficult. We have to make difficult decisions, and I think that's frustrating for everyone.
Where does it look like in the recommendations, how many schools will have to close?
Well, as you know, Wood Creek was closed and consolidated with Dwight Rich last week as a K-8.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe this week Otto and Bingham will be on the table.
And you've gotten a lot of input along the way from parents and so forth. So nobody wants to see their school closed, but there was a heads up that these kinds of closures may be happening. Is that right?
Sure, and the district's just not running at capacity, and it's inefficient, and it's an area that we need to make cuts. I think most people are in agreement with that. However, nobody wants it to be their school.
Well, yeah, absolutely, and that is understandable. Do you look when you look at the plans and the recommendations from the administration? Do you feel that it looks like something that is moving in the right direction to help with this problem?
Well, I think, running four middle schools is too many. So, yes, I think recommending closing a middle school is moving in the right direction.
And because the population just isn't there to fill them to capacity.
It's not. No.
In one of the other areas that is also going to be very painful are dealing with jobs. I mean, there's going to be a loss of jobs in the school system. It just can't come any other way. Is that true?
I think it's pretty inevitable, yes.
And you're talking about 70, according to some of the reports that I have seen.
That's part of the recommendation, the budget recommendation.
Mm-hmm. And what areas would these jobs come from? Again, part of a proposal at this point. It's a recommendation. It hasn't been acted on yet. But are they coming from kind of all areas?
They really are. They're across the board, as are any kind of pay concessions that are being asked of staff, and it's really across the board.
And getting concessions from teachers and labor groups, as you just kind of touched on there, that's a part of this also. So this is really looking at every single expenditure that the Lansing School District has and seeing what can be pared down from there.
Sure, and I think I spoke to this last week. When 80 to 85% of your budget is in staff and benefits, I mean, you have to look at that area. You can only cut the other 15 to 20 so much.
And when people talk about this, when you start talking about staff and so forth, are we getting to a point of concern for the education in the schools at this point?
As far as cutting staff, you mean?
Yeah, cutting staff and ratios with children, and I'm not trying to make it an unfair question. Uh-huh. It's just a question I'm posing, and clearly you're going to try to not eliminate those direct with the students as much as possible, but that has
sure.
to be affected as well.
Sure, like I said, I mean, the cuts are coming across the board. I think a lot of them a lot of the teacher cuts would come from an increase in class sizes, which I know the proposal suggested increasing class sizes by three. so sure that, you know, the students will be affected. As to whether or not that will, you know, degrade the quality of education, I don't necessarily know that. I mean, we have great teachers in this district, so, you know, I think they'll do a great job.
And there has been, over these meetings, and shoot, you know, I don't think anybody wouldn't understand when frustration levels are high in there. There's a lot of stress, and the work has to be get completed in a timely fashion. Frustration between board members, and not everybody's going to agree. If you have 9 board members, you're going to have, at points, maybe 9 different opinions.
Sure.
You've witnessed that.
Oh, of course, yeah.
And of course, differences with administrators as well, all these different personalities involved, trying to come together for a common goal. Do you see that working? I mean, do you see people understanding that we have to get this done, so we have to put some of these issues aside so we can get down to business here?
Sure. And I think for the most part, we all know what needs to be done, and it's just a matter of making the tough decisions. I mean, we know it has to be done. The administration came with the recommendations that we asked. And now it's just up to us to make the cuts.
What is the next step in the timeline, Nicole, for moving ahead with you know, taking a look at these proposals and perhaps adjusting them or going ahead with them as written?
Well, you know, it's really difficult, and I think the Lansing State Journal article spoke to it today, that for us, we don't know this. The number kind of keeps changing because it does depend on what the state does.
That was my next question, the state funding, yep.
Sure. So many of our decisions are based on what they pass. You know, we can close schools because we know they're not at capacity. But as far as all the other budgetary decisions, I mean, we kind of really have to look at what the state is going to do.
And what is it? Do you have any idea on the timetable on when those kinds of decisions will happen?
I keep hearing June, early mm-hmm. June. Yeah. I believe we actually have to make a budget presentation in early June.
Okay. Well, the issues at the Lansing School Board, and I said, as with others across the state, aren't getting any easier. And we keep hearing, even, you know, one of the things mentioned is that if this doesn't get together, I mean, there's the possibility of emergency financial management, which of course everybody wants to avoid.
Oh, well, sure. And I think the last couple of days we've seen that happening across the state, and you know, and I think it's very important to kind of point out what you said there too. It's not just Lansing schools, and this is happening all over the state. And I think a really important point to hit is that people need to call their legislators, call their representatives, and let them know that these cuts to education are unacceptable. And you know, if we can get some of this trimmed back, it might be the difference of saving a school, saving some teachers, saving a program. So really, we need the people, the community, the parents, everyone to be active and contact their representatives and let them know that they cannot make these cuts.
Very good. When is the next meeting for the Lansing School Board that the public can attend?
The next official board meeting is this Thursday, the 21st, although we do have community meetings for the next 2 nights, on tomorrow night with the Otto community and Wednesday night with the Bingham community.
Okay, and what time are those, just so people know? I thought there were 2 of those coming up.
Yep, Otto 7:45, Bingham 6, and the board meeting, I believe, is 7.
Very good, and all, of course, are open to the public, and looking for input and looking for support for the schools, and I couldn't have said it better, Nicole. Contact legislators if you don't like what's happening, and make your voice heard.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Nicole, for your time this evening. Do you have the night off?
Just tonight.
Okay, very good. And then you're back at it tomorrow. Nicole Armbruster, Lansing School Board member. Thank you, Nicole.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.